Thank you from the choir. Greet each other. You're thou God's child. You're thou remnant. Let's do that again. Let's receive the greatest grace. In the first service, we have received the covenant. And it's for the grace and the worship. God is the one who really created you, and because he loved you so much. How much does he love us? He loved us so that he really created us in the image of God. Because God really wanted to be with me to communicate. So he really created us so that in the image of God, exactly. Look at each other next to you. You really have to know that they are the greatest masterpiece. It doesn't matter how they look like, even if you feel bad about them. They are the greatest masterpiece of God. God created us so that we can really live by the God's word. So if we don't have the God's word, then we will die. Then when God created us, and he really created us so that we can really live by his own things. A few weeks ago, then we started talking about the covenant of the creation, covenant of the life. God prepared everything so that we can really live happily. Then lastly, he created us. So every day, we are the God's child living by the things that is God's. As you know, something happened. That is that Genesis 3 incidents. What kind of things was it? Because of that, then we completely disconnected with God. Then Satan really tempted us. Then first Adam, as a representative of humankind, committed sins, which means that Adam went against the God's word because of the disbelief. We need to live with the God's word, but we chose not to have that God's word. So that's why God's word said, if you don't have the word of God, and you will die. That is the problem of the Genesis 3. And this is the beginning of all your problems. Because of this one person's sin, all became the sinner. That's us. Because of the Adam's sin, we were born as the sinners. So as soon as that happens, then we couldn't really see the God's thing, and then we can't really communicate with God. Why? Because completely we were separated from God. But we should have the life. Then that's how we started living with our things. More specifically, you try to live with the things right in front of you. Then within today, then you will just try to spend the time to solve the problems right in front of you. originally, you're supposed to really enjoy what God's things are. Because you're separate from God, you lost the God's things, and then you have no choice but to live with your things. Then that's the past of for all of us. Before you met Christ, and then everyone was living in our life, in the past as the there are the two things that you will have even if you're old or young. All of us do have the scars against the. But on the other hand, there are the successful people. If you really look back, it's either the scars captures you or the things that you got really well in your past is actually capturing you. Why? Because your destiny is really centered with yourself. Even if you're adult or the child, everyone is living for themselves. The fight between the spouse, between the parents and the children, that's why it happened. Parents will be thinking this way, the kids are thinking that way, then that's why they fight. Husband and wife and boyfriend and girlfriend, they get fight because they are really living all with the center of themselves. After all, if the fundamental speaking, if things got well for you, then that's what matters. And therefore, you really need to have your own things. For yourself, you need the money. For the little ones, they need a toy. For someone who is hungry, then they need to have the food. To get things, what do you have to do? You have to be successful. You have to be diligent. Isn't that right? And these days, I kind of really feel. I really actually respect you guys who are sitting here.
Especially, there are the people who immigrated, those who are not really born and raised in Japan, from America, Korea, China. These people are really great, I think. When they're young, they came here without any background, 30, 40, 20 years. When they're really having a hard time, that's when they came to Japan. Probably it's difficult for the next generations. Because of the smartphone and all that, then something will just got really easier to do. But long time ago, there's no smartphone, there's no internet. So everything was just really the printing. When they don't have anything, then they came to Japan 20, 30 years ago, to be honest, and to the foreigners, that this country was pretty much closed. They cannot even rent the apartment. It was very difficult time. Enter to the language school itself, it was difficult. It's not like you just brought lots of cash. So you guys were in the difficult time and with the difficult feeling, hardships, and then you came here for you, right? I shouldn't be here. I'll go to Japan and I will earn for the sake of money, right? You met many foreigners, but I'm a little relieved, but it's not completely. I have to earn a little more than this person. And then he has a house, but I don't have one. I should have one. Then it's been very competitive. Plus, then you give a birth to all these adorable kids. Then without any financial support, you gave a birth to them. then you went through all this difficult time, right? But these kids can't understand that because they never experienced. They were born and raised in Japan. Everything was very comfortable. But to this generation, you're saying that you gotta understand. They can't. Instead, you keep telling them, for you, I've been doing this. But without realizing, you actually are captured by Satan. I'm pretty sure you have this experience. And you've been worshiping idols. But when I say this idol right here, it doesn't mean that you go to the shrines and temples and bowing down before the statues. You, your kids, for the sake of your own family, you bow down before that. That's idol worshiping. The kids can't really understand. Then parents actually went over their limitation with their own power for the sake of their kids. I'm talking about outside of the gospel. Without the gospel, you met the limitation, but you overcame, actually, without the gospel. For what? For your children. For your family. Isn't that right? Then who was working to that background? That was Satan. Why? So that you will never be able to meet God. Then without God, you will be successful. Of course, we hit the limitation. But from there, where you're going is that the religion. Oh, I have to go to the church. I have to go to somewhere. I have to go to the shrine. And then maybe something might happen. How many times exactly did you come to church for the sake of your children? How many times did you come to church so that you want to receive the answers? But it was just your destiny. Then if it's non-believers, then they have no choice but to enter into the fortune telling. Why? Because 24/7 they have this anxiety. How can I really revive and then feed my family, and how can I be responsible? How can I make them happy? Then as a result, then after all, you will say, I staked my life for my kids. Then you will spiritually corrupt. All of a sudden, you have some problems. Then all these things that you accumulated will be really broken down into pieces. How many times did you really suffer because of the mental problems? Starting from the depression, you get the panic disorder. And then you feel so dark, you're in dark, and then you can't really do anything. How many times did you really have these physical problems? Maybe you were sick, you had the financial problems. You had the problem in the human relationship. How many times did you really have the environmental problems? All of a sudden, the environment was got changed, got worse, and then you had no choice. I can't really tell this to others, but how many times did you want to give up or commit suicide? Or how many times did you really cry for your children? All of us were born in this past, and then we were living in this past. Some people really got lots of scars because of the destiny. But some of them actually got succeeded in this past. But something is the same. That is the destruction. The scars doesn't matter. Success doesn't matter. because all of us are in this destiny, and then we will go to the destruction. So we have no choice but to be destroyed. Then God really sent to break the Satan. Then God really sent someone who can really forgive this sins that was really capturing us. God really sent the Christ so that then open the way to be out from the hell. Then his name is that Jesus, and his job is as Christ. He didn't come to heal your past. He came to this earth so that he can really open up this way to come out from this destiny. And God really gave this way for free. The reason for you to get together here is because you have to really testify this. You were out from this destiny after you accepted Christ. Greet each other. Good job. Jesus is a Christ. You're out from the destiny. What is remaining? But the nature of the scars and the success of the past is still remained. You're out from the destiny. However, the same when you have the same problem, same situation, you go back to your old scars. You will go back to this nature of the diligence. So today, God really gave you the covenant of worship. Because today, even if you have the problems, it's okay. You really have to remember this. There are the four different backgrounds of the problems. What are they? There is the problems that will be brought by Satan. Maybe today you have received the result of the idol worshiping from the past. Maybe spiritually Satan may be attacking you today. Then 1 John 3:8. In the name of Jesus Christ, who really break the Satan's power, Satan's darkness. If you pray today, then the future you will receive that. Then it's okay if Satan is working as the background. Why? Because you can break down this authority of Satan by the name of Jesus Christ. But some problems will come because of your old natures. Then, simply put, that's the problem of your family line. There are those problem and fundamental family line problems, but still it's all right. Why? Romans 8:2. It says that you've been shifted from the law of the sins and death to the law of the life. Even if the ancestors committed sins or yourself committed this sin, even if you are really full of the sins, if you are really in the Christ, but you won't be accused for these sins. So when you really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, John 19:30, this spiritual problems that had been really came down and passed on from the family line, these diseases. But I won't be accused under the law. In the name of Jesus Christ, please heal. Number three, Sometimes because of your mistakes, and then you will receive the, you will receive the problems. Because it's not everything. It's not the because of your family line or because of your because of the Satan. You may be making the mistakes. That's why you really need to have the God's grace even today. Because God really knows that I'm weak. Because God really knew that I will really fail. Then God really said, you have the sufficient grace from me. God, I really made a mistake. Please give me the grace so that I won't really have the mistake anymore. It's not really the problems given by Satan. It's not because of the family line problem. It's not really for because of yourself. But some problems really might come all of a sudden. Why? You believe in God. You evangelized. Then you are really having the happiness in the walk of faith. And all of a sudden you receive big problems. And then even if you really look down the family line, then it doesn't really seem like there is the problem. That was the problem. John 9, 2 to 3, so 2 to 4. So this blind child, the problem, is that because of his sin? Or is it because of the parents' sin? Then Jesus said boldly, it's not really this boy's or nor the parents. It's the problem to really, God can show that God's glory. All of a sudden you receive these big problems. It's not Satan, it's not yourself, it's not the family line. All of a sudden you receive that big problem. It's not a problem. Because it's the time schedule for God to really show. So there was that wicked, crippled man. It was not himself. It was not us really giving him the problems. But in the name of Jesus Christ, he stood up. But all of a sudden you receive some problems. It's the answer for your family line. Then this blind man and boy, or this crippled man, but they became the witness to testify that Jesus is the Christ. So it doesn't matter what kind of things are really happening to you. You have to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:27. So all this, when you really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and when you really give the worship, then that all the word, God's word, will be really calm as your in your field. So you really have to change the masters. Even now, it's the same. When you're in the worship, God, please change the master of my life to the Christ. Because this is not the problem that I can really do and change it right away. But I'm not the one also that dying in that kind of problem. Please give me that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. So that is a covenant what God really wants us to grab hold on to. What kind of future do we have? Because you can't really live your life with your things. First and most, just like how God really created us. our future is something that it will be really changed to live with that God's things. That is 1 Corinthians 3:16. This God, this Christ, this Holy Spirit is within me. When you really believe in it, then that's when you can really have the answers. If you really go back to the past, that's how important that was. So you should really have the be successful in the worship. You have to also successful in the worship. This last Friday, I gave this message to the Pakistan pastors. Actually, 20 years ago, he was actually put in prison. I asked him why. He is a Christian. It was before he became a pastor. Because he was living in the Muslim oriented. Then someone reported the government that he is actually a Christian. Within some month. It's impossible in Japan because he is a Christian, because he goes to the church on Sunday. It really happened, whatever it's recorded. The more scary thing is that. But in that Muslim, not only they will just put you in the prison and they might kill you. So 20 years ago, he was in 30s, 40s. It's really scary feeling to become a pastor. Then his also father was also killed. Then he, of course, had the deep scars. Then he actually knew that who reported to the government, to the police officer. Then it seems like the pastor really knew who did it. For 20 years, he couldn't forgive him. That person who really put me in the prison, I can't forgive him. Even though he was doing the pastoral ministers as the pastor, he still had the scars. I can't forgive that person. Because that person is the one who made me feeling going through this way. But when he really had the worship, then all this God's grace really was given to him. Then he always translates things. So the God's grace was really come upon him. Then he said, I have to forgive him today. I'm all right. Because God really gave me this grace and then I am fine. Then with a smile, he said, I will forgive him. But I think it's really important in order for him to really evangelize a Muslim, you really have to love them. If you really have all this hostile feeling, and then, you know, thinking as if they are really enemies. But through the worship, then God really healed the pastor's scars. Then God really gave this heart and mind for the sake of the evangelization. Then I was really thankful. Even though this is online, but it's still working. He is really working, transcending time and space. You have the old scars, right? But these things can be healed. Then scars over the decades, it can be healed. Those who are sleepy, please forgive your parents. The adults who are faking yourself to listen, please forgive your remnants. If your scars and their scars are healed, then the correct covenant will be healed. If one of the other receives the scars, and then this covenant cannot be delivered. That's why in the Bible it says you have to reconcile that relationship because you're the evangelist. You can understand everything, transcend everything, and then you have to forgive. Why? If you can't forgive the person, that means you are still having yourself in yourself. John 14, 16 to 17. The Holy Spirit will help us, support us as the advocate. You don't need any other help, not from the human. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, who is the advocate, is with you. Then you have to believe in that kind of God. Pastor Shin said very important things. It's not about that person's fault. It's not really that person's fault. You just need to look upon God. It's right. You have to pray to the Holy Spirit who is in you. Then the John 14, 26 to 27. Then all this Holy Spirit that is really sent by the name of Jesus Christ. And then this Holy Spirit will remind you and support you, help you to understand things, and will remind you of the God's Word. And then all this peace that cannot be given by in the world will be given. Hebrews 1:14. For each of you, the angel has been signed, is given. Daniel really prayed. If you look at Daniel 6:10 to 20. And God really sent the angels to protect Daniel. Daniel 10:10 to 20. As soon as Daniel actually started praying, since then the angels were actually sent, who will really protect you from the lions. God will send you the angels. You have to believe in that. Luke 10:19. All the authority to really crush the head of serpent, and only the name of Jesus Christ, and then Satan will be scared out. So you all the time have to confess. What's the God's things? Philippians 3:20. You don't really live for the sake of these things in this world. But instead, you will really conquer this world by the things that is the God's things. In Philippians 3:20, you have received the key of the prayer that is the Jesus Christ. For what? Acts 1:8. Till the end of the earth, you will be my witnesses. Who is this till the end? That's the remnant. Why is that? Remnant is the main figures to really revive this age and the future. Then the God actually gave all these great blessings to you. Then you have received this covenant and enjoy it. And lastly, you really have to restore that very deep prayer. You really have to restore the deep prayer. Before you talk about all these people, first and most, you really have to look at all these worships. to really restore. I really bless all of you so that you will have the very gracious, graceful week. This week, my life will be flourishing with the grace that is given by you. Let us be able to restore the true worship. For a minute, let us all pray together.